Now the GM, Logan Davis, walking on the tarp, as well as the head groundskeeper, seeing what's up. And now the wind is really starting to come in. Oh, yeah. It's getting real. The tarp just came loose. Now they have to bring the tarp back out. Few more strikes of lightning. First pitch is now scheduled for 8 o'clock. We'll have more updates to come at about 7:45 with the specifics of when the game is going to start, if it does. But there's some storm clouds hovering over the field here. Well, back-to-back nights with a delay. Just saw a few more lightning strikes. So the game is now scheduled for an 8 o'clock first pitch. Tarp is still on the field. Now we hear some thunder. Well, last night was a fun game for the Axemen, winning 10-3 over Princeton. Scored 10 of the last 11 runs of the game. And Kingsport recorded 20 hits, which tied a singled game season high, which was originally set back on June 25th at Bristol. That was a 17-5 win over the State Liners. Oh, there's a big lightning strike coming in a second. Big flash of lightning. People are still, there's about 40 people still sitting in the bleachers, but no sign of them moving. There we go. There's the thunder. Well, the championship is Monday night. Make sure to listen live on the audio-only stream between Kingsport and Burlington. I'll tell you what, Anthony Imhoff is definitely going to pitch in the championship game. He is red hot. In his last seven outings, he's thrown 15 and two-thirds innings pitched, seven hits allowed, just one earned run, eight walks, and 32 strikeouts. And he's on a 4.2 inning scoreless streak. He struck out 47 batters on the year as well. There's also a chance we see Chris Sabo try to close it out if the Axemen are ahead in the ninth inning. If not, it could be Liam O'Brien as well. So many options in this bullpen. Brady Tedesco as well. So more updates coming soon. If we're able to fit in a nine-inning game. We'll let you know when the rain stops, but for now it's not going anywhere. And first pitch was now delayed until 8 p.m., and that was an announcement before the rain started to come down. And the latest you can delay a game is till 9 o'clock, which is where we started last night. We'll see. It's pouring pretty hard right now. Well, if this game gets postponed and canceled, last night will have been the final Kingsport home game of the season, with the Axemen winning 10-3. Maze White and Logan Poteet, two players that haven't necessarily been known for their offense throughout the later stretch of the season, went off, both going 4-for-5 with multi-RBI games. In fact, the bottom three batters in the Kingsport lineup, White, Poteet, and Casillas, all recorded multi-hit, multi-RBI games, and 8 of the 10 Axemen RBIs came from the bottom of the order. And there's lightning again. Well, Kingsport finished the regular season 3-1 against Burlington, clinching the season series. And all three wins over the Sock Puppets were absolutely dominant. Had a 7-0 win, a 6-2 win, where they only one hit Burlington, and the one hit was the first at-bat of the game, but it was a Meyer single off of Meyer. And a few days ago, the Axemen split the series at Burlington, winning by a final score of 8-1. Tedesco struck out 13 batters in 7 innings of work. He got his second win of the year. There's a very good chance that he comes out of the bullpen in the championship game on Monday night. So the rain continues to come down. We'll have more updates at about 7:20. pretty soaking wet. And we'll see what the infield looks like after the tarp is removed. Sport at Burlington Athletic Stadium in the Tar Heel State. Listen to the audio-only broadcast. I'll be in Burlington for the championship game. Kingsport looking to take home the title for the first time since 1995, back when it was the Rookie Ball Kingsport Mets. Stay classy, Kingsport.